Today's Issues continues on AFR with your host, Tim Wildman, president of the American Family Association.
All right. Welcome back, everybody, to Today's Issues on the American Family Radio Network. I'm Tim Wildman with Fred Jackson and Tony Vitagliano, and now Steve Paisley Jordahl joins us. Good morning, Steve.
Good morning, everybody.
How you doing, Brother Steve?
I'm okay. It's a good day here so far in Mississippi.
Good day. Good day. That sounds like a country song right there.
Yeah, we could make it up, couldn't we? We could get an AI to write it for us.
We'll do that right now. You say Mississippi country song.
All right, hold on.
We're going to see what comes. Hopefully, it'll be safe and family friendly.
Let me see. It's
Is that what comes up?
No, I'll do this in a second. I have the app actually.
It doesn't need to be a honky tonk drinking song.
Well, right, I got it. Yeah. Okay. We're going to say that the. Let me see. We got to write it here. We got to. Okay. Put,
I was half joking.
I know, but I could do it. I could do it.
If you could do,
we're getting deep into it.
I'm sorry. I just.
What was the name? What was the name of the song?
Mississippi. What do you say?
It's a good day in Mississippi.
It's a good day in Mississippi.
Written
song.
By American Family Association.
Yeah. Steve Jordahl. It's a good day in Mississippi.
Let's see what happens here.
All right. And.
Oh boy.
Done.
All right. I'm not responsible for.
No,
that,
I know, right?
Okay.
Hold on.
Well, I didn't.
Jonathan's on the button.
We can get back to this later.
Yeah, we will. I will.
Okay, yeah, we'll do this later. We have more time for planning. I just thought a little impromptu AI song might be, a good way to start this half hour. That's all right, Steve. You
put the phone down. We'll do it at the end, yeah.
Yeah. What's your first story, Steve?
All right. Jeffrey Epstein just doesn't want to leave the news.
You know what?
Got a little help in this kind of.
I like you, Steve. I didn't want to hear his name this half hour.
Sorry,
but go ahead.
He who will not be named.
Okay.
Does not want to leave
the
news.
It sounds like it's an echo here.
Yeah, I'm not.
Steve echoing.
I'm plugged in, but.
Okay. That sounds a little better now.
All right.
There you go.
There we go.
Yeah. Right, now, all right. What about Jeffrey Epstein?
All right.
We got about 30 seconds.
So what happened was, if you will recall, they found out that Virgin Island delegate Stacey Plaskett was getting texts from Jeffrey Epstein in the middle of a hearing that was going after Donald Trump. And she was saying, what can you tell me about Donald Trump? Republicans released this, and that got Democrats, including one Texas Congresswoman, Jasmine Crockett, a little upset. How dare you? And so
she's the Texas version of Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, right?
AOC. That's correct.
They are. She's the brisket version.
That's right.
Am I right?
Yes, I think so. Do I need to do something here that's
no.
different? Okay. So what happened was that. Jasmine Crockett went to the floor of the House and said, well, you think that's bad? I have a list of other people who have been given money from Jeffrey Epstein. And she lists off a bunch of people, including Lee Zeldin, the current EPA secretary, I believe he is. And he's in Trump's cabinet. Says, well, he's gotten some. Well, Lee Zeldin pops back and says, yes, I was given money from Jeffrey Epstein. Dr. Jeffrey Epstein of so-and-so, which is a completely different person than the Jeffrey Epstein that everybody else is talking to. Not the same one, genius, was what he put on his text. So she went on, Jasmine Crockett went on CNN, and she was asked if she wanted to take this back because Lee Zeldin said it wasn't the same Jasmine Crockett. Well, I now have a minute of Jasmine Crockett digging and digging and digging and refusing to stop. Cut 15.
You mentioned Lee Zeldin there. He's now a cabinet secretary. He responded and said it was actually Dr. Jeffrey Epstein, who's a doctor that doesn't have any relation to the convicted sex trafficker. Unfortunate for that doctor, but that is who donated to a prior campaign of his. Do you want to correct the record on the people that you
listen, I never said that it was that Jeffrey Epstein. Just so that people understand, when you make a donation, your picture is not there. And because they decided to spring this on us in real time, I wanted the Republicans to think about what could potentially happen because I knew that they didn't even try to go through the FEC. So my team, what they did is they Googled. And that is specifically why I said a Jeffrey Epstein. Unlike Republicans, I at least don't go out and just tell lies. He admitted that he did receive donations from a Jeffrey Epstein, so at least I wasn't trying to mislead people. Now, have I dug in to find out who this doctor is? I have not.
Yeah, but people might see that and say, well, you're trying to make it sound like he took money from
I did not
a
know.
Registered sex offender.
No, but I literally did not know. So, number one, I made sure that I was clear that it was a Jeffrey Epstein, but I never said that it was specifically that Jeffrey Epstein.
She's into Congress?
Yes. That hurts your head, doesn't it?
Mm-hmm. I'm speechless at that explanation. First, she said, and then she reminded me a little bit of Karine Jean-Pierre.
Yes. Yeah.
I don't know if they're, you know, they're college roommates or what, but because she said, talking about listing the Dr. Epstein, which is not Jeffrey Epstein, although he has the same name, she's the one who publicly said that. And then she said, I did not know. She checked with Google.
Yes.
Yeah.
You know. And then she said, I did not know. I literally, or something, I did not know. And then she follows up with that, I wanted to be clear. No, this is a beautiful combo of, we got to play that one more time. Again, this is Jasmine Crockett with, this is her number one hit across the land right now. She's you know, bumped ahead of AOC in terms of quotable, whacked out liberals.
Yeah.
And so let's hear this explanation again.
You mentioned Lee Zeldin there. He's now a cabinet secretary. He responded and said it was actually Dr. Jeffrey Epstein, who's a doctor that doesn't have any relation to the convicted sex trafficker. Unfortunate for that doctor, but that is who donated to a prior campaign of his. Do you want to correct the record on the people that you
listen, I never said that it was that Jeffrey Epstein. Just so that people understand, when you make a donation, your picture is not there. And because they decided to spring this on us in real time, I wanted the Republicans to think about what could potentially happen, because I knew that they didn't even try to go through the FEC. So my team, what they did is they Googled. And that is specifically why I said a Jeffrey Epstein. Unlike Republicans, I at least don't go out and just tell lies. He admitted that he did receive donations from a Jeffrey Epstein, so at least I wasn't trying to mislead people. Now, have I dug in to find out who this doctor is? I have not.
Yeah, but people might see that and say, well, you're trying to make it sound like he took money from
a
registered sex offender.
No, but I literally did not know. So, number one, I made sure that I was clear that it was a Jeffrey Epstein, but I never said that it was specifically that Jeffrey Epstein.
Yeah, that's a different one.
Look, I have a confession to make.
Yeah, go ahead, Tony.
I've been telling y'all that I went to school with Michael Jordan. What I meant was, it was a Michael Jordan. Now, if you interpreted it as the Michael Jordan, that's you know, that's your problem.
That's
you need to do some Googling.
Right. But you didn't ever
figure it out.
Which not Michael Jordan
exactly.
It was. You just said a Michael Jordan.
It's not surprising that in politics nowadays, no politician is ever going to admit to any mistakes, even if you're clearly caught in a lie. You just say, I didn't know.
Right. I did not know.
I didn't say. Hey, I didn't mean it was Jeffrey Epstein.
We use Google. What are we supposed to do?
Yeah, that's also our future is also in great hands, with our elected officials are in the back room Googling as it's going on.
And you got one of the Democrat congresswomen texting with Jeffrey Epstein himself while a hearing's going on, so the congresswoman could get questions to fire at whoever was testifying up there about President Trump.
This may be one of the few times I praise CNN, but I'm thankful CNN challenged her.
Yeah,
I believe if that CNN anchor had not challenged her, she would have been happy for people to believe.
That's a great point.
We have caught these Republicans.
Point. Yeah.
Because she didn't offer that. She didn't start making these excuses until that CNN anchor challenged her on that.
Now, it is true that these very wealthy individuals all over the country do give to Democrats and Republicans.
Yes.
Typically.
Yeah.
Donald Trump did that when he was a New York businessman. He gave money to the Republicans. He gave money to the Democrats because all these people want access no matter who wins.
Yeah.
That's the point.
Yeah.
All right. You're listening to Today's Issues. There went a drone right over the top of our house. Amazon. It was an Amazon drone delivering. I don't know what they're delivering anyway.
Well, it's not the only. This is not the only digging that happened on our network news yesterday too. I want to take you back to yesterday when we played a compilation of Democrat military people saying that it's okay to disobey an illegal order from Donald Trump, and a lot of the people out there, including Martha McCallum at Fox, were saying, "What are you talking about? What order has he given that's been illegal?" And One of the Congressman Crow was asked.
From Colorado
was asked this. And, well, this was his answer, cut 11.
So when you see this video on social media, I think a lot of people scratch their heads and they say, what exactly are they talking about? Are they talking about not allowing gunboats to make it to the United States carrying drugs? Is that what you're talking about?
Martha, here's a novel idea. How about we actually prevent things from happening before they become a problem?
I think that's what they're trying to do.
What you're saying is we have to wait until there's a problem to respond to that problem.
No, I'm not.
You know, again, that's absolutely. Listen, Republicans can say stupid stuff too. Okay, we're all human. We all can say ridiculous things. Do we have the clip?
If you can go back to yesterday's clips, I don't remember what number it was, but
yeah, it was a clip of a group of Democrat lawmakers in Washington D.C. on television ad, maybe a radio ad, where they're telling active servicemen and women that they should disobey direct orders from their superiors. If they need to,
it was listed as montage.
You know what? I'll say this while Jonathan tries to dig up the clip. I actually agree with Congressman Crow here. I agree that we should try to prevent things before something bad happens. You know, like we should try to prevent 10 million illegal immigrants from coming in over the course of 4 years and taking over large swaths of cities, taking over apartment buildings. We've all kind of forgotten about that, the Tren de Agua, you know, extorting and taking over buildings. So I agree with them.
Amen.
So we should try to prevent
Martha McCullough problems. Should have said that. Maybe she did after that.
Try to prevent problems before they happen.
That's right. They're pandering to their left-wing base here.
Right.
They're trying to say, because she asked the very specific question, what are you talking about exactly? You don't do what he's saying. Make a preventative video saying, in case you're told, you servicemen and women, are told to do something against the Constitution, you can defy your superior and not do it. I guess you decide what you're going to obey and what you're not going to obey based on what your view of the Constitution is. You got it? So it's just
Trump derangement syndrome.
Yeah.
Right.
That's what's driving all of this.
Doesn't even make sense.
I'm surprised that Senator Mark Kelly was among the six
Arizona
Democrats.
He's considered more moderate.
Yes, that he was willing to go along with this.
Okay, what you're about to hear, we played it yesterday. This is a television ad, I guess it is, right? Or an internet ad?
Yeah.
That a group of Democrats, and so all the voices you're about to hear are Democrat congressmen or senators, and they've sent out this video to America's people in the active military. Go ahead.
We want to speak directly to members of the military
and the intelligence community
who take risks each day
to keep Americans safe.
We know you are under enormous stress and pressure right now.
Americans trust their military.
But that trust is at risk.
This administration is pitting our uniformed military
and intelligence community professionals
against American citizens. Like us, you all swore an oath
to protect and defend this Constitution.
Right now, the threats to our Constitution aren't just coming from abroad,
but from right here at home. Our laws are clear. You can refuse illegal orders.
You can refuse illegal orders.
You must refuse illegal orders.
No one has to carry out orders that violate the law
or our Constitution.
We know this is hard
and that it's a difficult time to be a public servant.
But whether you're serving in the CIA,
the Army,
or Navy,
the Air Force,
your vigilance is critical.
And know that we have your back.
Because now, more than ever,
the American people need you.
We need you to stand up for our laws,
our Constitution,
and who we are as Americans. Don't give up.
Don't give up.
Don't give up.
Don't give up the ship.
Okay. Just you don't even have to tell me specific. What are they talking about?
Well, there was no specific, which is the point of Martha McCallum. But they say that Donald Trump has made so many crazy statements. He's putting military people in like Chicago and Portland, and he's going to ask them to do something illegal. So we want to tell them that they don't have to do it.
So it's in response to troops in the cities. The
National Guard.
But the National Guard is only being used if the mayor or the governor of the said states invite them in.
And in a support role. They're not.
Yes. Any federal agencies are.
But if you can paint Donald Trump as someone who's going to give an illegal order and you can kind of hang that around his neck, they're going to do that every single time.
Well, I think that's what they like fantasize about Trump becoming a dictator and instituting martial law. I honestly think they welcome it and they're trying to, you know, paint this picture. It's not
this
there.
This is just highly irresponsible.
Right.
Highly irresponsible because there may be some men and women in uniform who are listening to this and saying, okay, I have a right to disobey an order from a captain, a major, a colonel. I have a right because I think it's wrong.
Right, right. That's what they were saying.
This is dangerous.
Yeah.
It is highly irresponsible.
If we're a Democrat president, they wouldn't say that.
No. That none of these people were backing up troops when they were refusing to get the vaccine. Have we all forgotten that?
Yes.
How the military was enforcing soldiers to get vaccines. They weren't backing them up when they were making a decision to disobey orders or to disobey,
now
against their conscience.
All right, you're listening to Today's Issues. That's the name of this show on the American Family Radio Network, Today's Issues. Tim, Fred, Tony, and Steve. Steve, what's your next story?
Well, someone needs to go check the grave of Billy Graham to see if he's spinning or not, because Christianity Today, the magazine that he started, has appointed a brand new president. Her name is Dr. Nicole Martin.
Okay.
And she has been working at CT for a number of years, various things. But this is who she is. Russell Moore, by the way, who was the head of the Ethics and Religious Liberty Commission of the SBC, and left on not such good terms with the SBC, has endorsed this choice. And this is what she wrote in an article in Christianity Today, God is faithful in triumph and despair. So she's talking about despair. What despair did she go through? This is what she writes. At age 9 and 11, my girls watched my husband and me vote for the one we believed would be the best qualified president of the United States, Vice President Kamala Harris. And now they witnessed the grief that comes from knowing that the candidate we championed has lost the race. They watched as our faces fell when we heard the results. They experienced our sorrow, not only for the loss, but also for the fear of what might happen in the coming days and years. This is the new president and CEO of Christianity Today.
I think Christianity Today, hadn't they been drifting leftward for a long time, though, Fred?
Oh, yeah, even before Russell Moore became the editor there. You know, just stop and think about this for a moment. Kamala Harris, when she was vice president, became the first vice president in the history of this country to go to an abortion clinic. I believe it was in Wisconsin. And to celebrate what they were doing at that abortion clinic.
Right.
And now this person heads a publication called Christianity Today.
And they were crying because Kamala lost.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, I can't say. Who's their subscription base anymore? I mean, it used to be evangelical Christians, but is it?
I think Russell Moore has a subscription. I would recommend our
alternative.
We have an alternative. Yes. What is that?
The Stand.
The Stand.
We have our own editorial magazine and site that you can go to and view our articles.
What is that,
articles.
Tony? What is that website?
What is that website?
The Stand.
The Stand. Let me pull it up right now.
It's this AFA.
AFA.net/The Stand.
Is that it? Go ahead and tell it.
Yes, so that is AFA.net.
We never go there. That's why we don't know it. Well, why do we? We got the magazine on our desk.
It's AFA.net, and you'll see The Stand up at the top.
Okay.
Yeah.
The Stand. Go. Mm-hmm. That's what you need to be reading, people. Right?
Yeah.
All right, next story.
All right, let me do this quick because I do have a song I'd like to share with you. I wrote a song in my spare time. It's A Good Day in Mississippi, and it's ready for you to
I'm
hear.
Okay, I'm ready. Let's
you
hear it, want
to do that
Steve.
Now?
Yeah.
All right, this is a song I just wrote.
Okay, Steve.
It's A Good Day in Mississippi.
Okay. Got a little country feel to it. All right.
And I checked the lyrics. It's clean.
It's clean? What is it? Okay, here we go. She came bearing down the gravel lane. Uh-huh. You just wrote this?
Mm-hmm. And sang it. This is me singing it.
Is it?
Okay. Oh, yeah.
You can do a southern twang. Really good.
Yeah.
Drones flying through the sky.
Okay. All right, we were for those who didn't hear the first part of this segment here. Why did we just do that?
Well, I said it's a good day in Mississippi when you introduced me, and you said that'd be a good country song.
I did provoke that. And yeah, so I said, Steve,
Jeffrey Epstein didn't kill him. So.
I wrote one.
Tony, you're on to something right there. So we said, have AI generate a song called A Good Day in Mississippi.
It's A Good Day in Mississippi.
Right,
yep.
Which you said, when I asked you, how you doing? You said, I'm having a good day in Mississippi today.
You know, the serious side of this.
Yeah.
The country and music industry in Nashville.
Yeah.
Is very worried about what this kind of thing.
They are.
Oh, AI?
AI.
Generating music on its own?
Yes. Yeah. Doing music on its own. We did a story, was that last week sometime?
Just a couple days ago.
What was it? It's number one on the Billboard digital charts.
Digital sales charts. So
yes.
This
an
is,
AI song?
An AI song is number one, or at least was at the time we put the story out, and the digital music sales charts. And to quote Rick Beato, who was also I quoted in my story, I said, who pays for music anymore? Exactly. That's the point. Someone paid about $3,000 to download this a bunch of times to get it to the top of that chart. Mm-hmm. However, it's coming. And country music artists, not only country music, every musical composition artist.
Genre.
Is going to be fighting, is this real or not? This guy sounds pretty real.
Yeah. Also, the entertainment industry, the television and movie business.
Oh, yeah.
They are also very worried about this because AI is threatening to take over their jobs.
Oh, absolutely.
Of creating content.
And who wouldn't want to see another movie starring, I don't know, John Wayne?
Oh, yeah. Wow, that's a good point. They can do that?
Yeah.
I know in one of the Indiana Jones movies, the last one they made, Harrison Ford looked like he was 40 again. Do you remember 35 again? Remember that?
It'll be a lot cheaper to do it with AI than it is to take an actual video of him and de-age him or anybody.
Yeah, we got about a minute left or so. What do you got?
All right. Anything? Elon Musk says that his Optimus, his robot, is going to make everybody rich. And this is not only it, but do you know that Optimus, which is his robot, is going to stop crime? He says instead of physically jailing prisoners, Optimus could follow you around and stop you from doing crime. Let's not put anybody in prison if they're convicted. We just hand them an Optimus. And
so it's like having a pet dog. You got a pet robot following you around everywhere.
I'm going to buy one for each of my kids. I'm going to buy one for each of my kids. You need to clean up your room.
Right.
Your father said clean up your room.
You're going to be out. You're going to be out somewhere around $30,000 per kid.
Well, okay, never mind that.
Oh man. So Elon Musk, he's back in good graces with President Trump. You
yes,
see that?
Yes, he is. Yes, he is.
He got the pat on the belly.
That would be a good country song, too, right there.
I'll write that later.
No. All right, have AI generate a pat on the belly in Mississippi. All right? All right.
I'll have it for you Monday.
Okay. Probably a good thing this show's coming to an end right here. I think the information we're providing now is not high quality. All right. Thank you, Steve.
My pleasure.
Tony.
Thank
you. Fred.
You bet.
All right. Who else was here? Chris Woodward, Jenna Ellis. All right. And we will see you next time on the Today's Issues program.